I'm glad you could join us for Marrow of the Message by Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church of Columbus, Indiana. Thank you for listening today to the message entitled The Sovereign's Gospel. I would encourage you to read Isaiah chapter 53. I'll refer to that throughout the message, but our primary text today is Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. Just a few verses. You can read more in your Bibles to expound on this. I'll be referring to a few other verses today, but the Sovereign's Gospel, and this has to do primarily with what do we do with our past. Oftentimes people will remind us of past failures or perceived past failures. It could be one's opinion of you that's brought to your attention once more, and you're reminded of failures of your past, and you wonder, when will the pain of the past disappear? Will it ever go away? How do I live with the pain of the past at the forefront of my mind? Just a couple of weeks ago, I had an experience where someone just brought up a subject that evoked very many painful memories for me. And it was something that just stuck with me. And so I thought, I'm going to have to look into the Scriptures and see what God says about my past. And I was looking for passages that basically would excuse my past and say, everything about your past is okay with God. I'm okay with God. Everything in my past is okay with God. But you know, I couldn't find anything that would allow me to justify myself and my past failings, and then even the perceptions that people have of my past. And I found just how much of a prisoner I was in many areas of my past. And so the title of the message was going to be The Sovereignty of God and Our Past. But I felt like, as I looked through the Scriptures, that that was aiming way too low. That was very me-centered and very man-centered, as I wanted God to basically coddle me and say, you're okay. Then I thought, well, I could call it The Sovereign's Gospel for Sinners. And you know, that really rang true. And it really then began to become clearer that any hope I have or you have of being delivered from a painful past and no longer being bound to that, even when confronted with your past by other people, really it comes down to this Sovereign's Gospel. It is God's Gospel that sets us free. And this is the hope that I have. It's the hope that you have. And my hope and goal for this message is this, that you and I would learn and believe, learn this gospel and believe this gospel, the Sovereign's Gospel, that it is His powerful and continual reality, something that happened to us, something that happened for us, and yet is continually and presently, this gospel, presently and continually liberating us from the grip and power of painful events that happened to us in the past. Because I'll say it again, because I think it's so true, I'm not alone in this. Many of us are anchored or chained to many aspects of our past. Some things, when we came to Christ, we let it go. It was gone. But other things just stick with us. And I'm one of those that I dwell on the past so often, and that is a stumbling block, because my focus is not to be on my past and my failings, though I can remember and learn and grow in wisdom, but it's to be on the gospel when it comes to being free from the power of the past and being liberated from the chains of bondage of my past. And my desire, really, when I think of the past, it is to be justified in and of myself, to have other people like me, to other people to approve of me. And then when it's brought up again, things that I did, things that were perceived that I did, I find just how chained I am to those things. And so I am here to say today that I believe with all my heart that this gospel, God's gospel, is the person in the person of Jesus Christ, is a present and most powerful reality that has happened to us, continues to happen to us and for us, and yet continually liberates us from the grip and powerful power of painful events that happened to us in the past. Most of us say these things happened. You know, I realize some listening today have literally had things happen to you. that you didn't ask for anybody to do to you. You didn't deserve it to be done. You weren't asking for someone to harm you, to assault you, to victimize you. But even in those moments, in those periods of your life where you have literally had things happen, that you had no choice in the matter, but you were truly victimized, I want you to know that there is liberation from that painful past where you no longer have to be chained to it. The memories no longer have to bind you. The freedom is found in God's gospel in the person of Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14 say this. And I'm starting in the middle of the verse. But giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Now, much can be said regarding our past, but there's much and much more that God says regarding the present power of His gospel in the person of Jesus Christ to liberate us from the past. We have examples in Scripture of people with a past. You can look in the Old Testament, and we don't have a whole lot except of history as far as details of how these people came through, but we can say this. You look at Jesus' genealogy, and you have a woman named Rahab. She had a past, but yet she's listed in the genealogy of Christ. It was through her faithfulness and belief in God that God brought her into the lineage of the Christ. You have Tamar mentioned in that genealogy. Then you have Mary mentioned in the genealogy. If we want to talk about people with past or perceived past, like Mary, I think of her. She had no past that anyone could literally accuse her of. Of course she sinned. But she had no past where, like Rahab had a past. She had been known as a prostitute. But Mary had people perceived evil and wickedness in her because she was found to be with child prior to being with Joseph, her husband. Mary was the virgin who gave birth to Christ, the Son of God. So any past that she might would have or being a prisoner to the past would be to being bound by what people perceived to be true about her, but which was not true about her. But we have men like Peter. He had a past. He denied the Lord Jesus Christ. How would he ever be free from the past? If you read anything in Acts or 1st or 2nd Peter, that when Peter's speaking, I couldn't find anywhere where he rehearsed the past and talked about the past in any way, for that matter. It would be easy for him to rehearse and remember the past and talk about his own failings. But he didn't. Peter's attention was continually on the gospel of Jesus Christ. His eyes were always turned upon the Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit, at least in what is recorded about what he said in Acts and the messages he preached. He preached Christ. And I have to believe he was preaching Christ to himself every day. When you're freed from the chains of the past, it comes in one way, through receiving fresh and anew the gospel, the continual, powerful gospel in your life daily. Because, listen, the world will love to remind you of how you failed. The devil will remind you of how you failed, because that's a great way to sow seeds of discouragement. And the flesh will remind you of how you have failed. See, the Bible tells us that the sinful mind is enmity toward God. There is nothing to be reconciled in our flesh with God. The flesh will never enter the kingdom of heaven. But that flesh is in rebellion against the truth of the gospel to this very day. But the gospel is what Peter preached, and the gospel is what he preached to himself. The gospel is what he preached to the church, that the church could be free from bondage to the past. in the Acts. Paul's conversion is recorded in Acts chapter 9, and we also read there's a little note in Acts 9 that says that when Paul came to Jerusalem, the Jerusalem church did not want to welcome him because they were afraid, because he had a past of persecuting the church. Paul even said in 1 Timothy chapter 1 that he had been a violent man, a blasphemer, a persecutor of the church. Paul remembered his past. But if you were to say to him, "Paul, you're bound to the past," he would say, "No, I am free in Christ who has set me free." And Paul remembered the gospel and preached this gospel. No one could ever say that it was Paul, his way of copping out, of facing up to the reality of the past. Friends, the true reality is found in the gospel of Jesus Christ. No matter what your past could say or charge you with, the gospel sets you free. Our passage in Colossians says this again: "The Father has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints." The Father has qualified you. As we've preached a message years ago, I heard the phrase from Tim Keller, a pastor in the, I think he's in New York City, but I heard him speaking on justification in this way. He spoke about our record. Our performance record. And our performance record stands against us. God doesn't qualify us based on our performance record, but God qualified us based on the performance record of Jesus Christ. When Paul wrote the Roman church, Romans chapter 8, he said, "Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." He was saying there's no condemnation, not because we have such a performance record that God couldn't condemn us. It's because of the performance record of one Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 12 tells us God qualified us. He made us fit through Jesus Christ to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. Here's how he did it: "For he has rescued," past tense, rescue. If we want to look at the past, look what happened to us. The gospel happened to us. He rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. God made it happen. The Father made the qualification happen by sending his Son. He tells us this in verse 13. "He rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us, transferred us into the kingdom of the Son he loves." That transferred means this: he reestablished us. Where we were planted in bondage to sin and death, Christ came by according to the will of the Father and rescued us, reestablished us, transferring us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, under the rule, the lordship of Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. This is the gospel. It's the sovereign's gospel. We have to understand something of this redemption. This redemption came as one Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came leaving glory, a perfect eternal existence, left glory, became a man through the conception of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, one without sin, without a sin nature. Nothing could be charged against him in any way from his boyhood or adulthood. His performance record was perfect, perfect in righteousness. But Isaiah 53, which I encourage you to read, Isaiah 53, reminds us over and over and over that Jesus Christ was numbered with the transgressors. He who had a past of glory and righteousness and the beauty of perfection and holiness became numbered with the transgressors. Accused of sin and wrongdoing, accused in his earthly ministry of embracing the life of sinners and prostitutes and tax collectors. being numbered with them, yet without sin. His performance record before men was jaded. He was counted as a sinner. And God placed our sins upon Him who had a past of glory, and God put our sins upon Him, trading our sin for His righteousness. God's gospel so sets us free from the past that condemns us and damns us, through Jesus who took upon Himself our sin and unrighteousness in our place. And He died bearing our sin, but yet was risen from the dead for the glory of God and for our salvation. Friends, I want you to remember today, the gospel happened to you. And as bad as some of the things that have happened to many of you listening today, you have to remember, the gospel triumphs over the victimization, over the past, over your past failures. It's either true or it's not true. You either believe this today or you don't believe it. And if you're struggling and you're thinking, I so want to receive this gospel today, cry out to God, say, Lord Jesus, save me. Let me receive this good news of God that is something that happens to me. I place my faith and trust in You, Lord Jesus, and I pray that You would release me from the prison of the pain of my past. Come to Him, would you? Call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. Christian, as you listen today, you're probably, many of you like me, you're stunned when you hear a resurfacing of your past and you wonder, when will it ever be gone? Friends, it was taken away. The gospel happened to you and it happens to you every day. You're continually being cleansed. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ, who being in very nature God, made Himself nothing, taking the place of sinners, that we would be free in Him. And remember this, this gospel that you received whenever it was, as a child or as an adult, this gospel is an ever-present gospel, continually freeing you, causing you to grow, setting you free from bitterness and anger and resentment and hopelessness. Receive this gospel fresh and anew, not for the saving of your soul, but for the freedom that's in Christ. Remember, this gospel happened to you and for you and in you, and is an ever-present help. And this gospel is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. I pray that you'll call on the Lord to help you and free you today from a painful past and bring you into present joy in Christ. In Jesus' name, thank you for listening to the Marrow of the Message, provided to you by Sovereign Christ Bible Fellowship Church of Columbus, Indiana.